Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Skip Lockwood. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Stock. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Wes Stock. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Lockwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler hits a line drive towards the mound. Stock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock bunts towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguirre covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive towards first. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Causey moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Horton reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockwood for the out. One out. Westock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 0 in the game. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lockwood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jim Dixon now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lachman hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash strikes out. 2 outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jesse Hickman now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-2 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Thomas now playing right field. Willie Horton now playing left field. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lachman hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Jesse Hickman. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.